But if you send some mileage, it's 44 or whatever it is.
I don't know what it is.
Is it?
I think it's 50.
Mine's been the same for 3 years.
It's a cheap pace with postage.
My house.
Yeah, I don't know what it
might be.
Oh, you don't have to fill it.
You can IOU
once
for it.
That very
exactly. You know, Bill, it only adds up if you live more than a mile from here. If you can see this building from your house, it doesn't really
add up. Okay. If you're within the line of sight.
That's right.
He's up to $2 this month.
That's pretty much what my check's hourly.
My timepiece shows 6:15, so if you would start the recording, Mr. Jansen.
Thank you.
First order of business is call to order and roll call. All those that are here say here. Those that are not, may abstain.
Here.
Looks like we're all here. We have any citizens' comments? Anybody in the room that would like to make a comment? I see the gallery's rather vacant at this moment. I don't see any. Item number 3, Chairman of Supervisors' comments. The only thing I have, and that's for administration, is do we have a projected date for our next meeting in September?
I believe it is that Tuesday right after Labor Day. So that's September 3rd, I believe.
And that is fine as far as I'm concerned. If any committee members have comments, reservations, travel plans, now is the time to speak.
September 13th?
September 3rd. We'd have it at the usual time right in this room here, I would assume.
Yes, sir.
Item number 4, approval of minutes from June 4th, 2019. I trust committee members have had a chance to look over these and review them. If so, I'd entertain a motion to approve.
Move to approve.
Second.
Supervisor Muto. Moved and seconded.
Who seconded? I'm sorry. Thank you.
Supervisor Berg seconded. I think we're on to item number 5 in our speedy agenda tonight. Presentation of program updates by Mark Melodic. Mark, you have the floor.
Thank you very much. I'm the Environmental Health Director for Kenosha County Health. We have numerous programs, so last week we said, let's throw a couple different programs together people might not know about. Let them know what we do out there. Most of the time, our work is done behind the scenes. So if you don't hear about us, that's a good thing. One of the first things I put in the packet threw about all our beach sampling. This was something we started about 7-8 years ago, where we were just doing a couple of the county beaches, working with our Parks Department. As more people heard about it, and more of the towns and villages, they asked to get on board. So every year we seem to pick up a couple more beaches. This year we're doing about 22 beaches, either weekly or monthly, whatever they'd like. So we go out and sample it, try to do it on Monday and Tuesday, because if it comes out bad, we're sampling it again. Bad meaning if it comes out caution, we'll go out and sample it again. If time permits. But if the beach is closed, we'll also sample it. We'll do that until we get some safe samples and it's safe for the public to use the water again. It really kind of worked out as a benefit for us because not only does the public really likes the information we give them, you know, that the beaches are safe. People actually look at the website quite a bit. But it also keeps our communication lines open with all the small villages and townships and that. So they actually keep our number and, you know, you get to know if there's any change in personnel. And they really appreciate, you know, the work we do for them. They post it on their own websites. Like I said, we're doing 22 right now. We have the beach standards where if it's E. coli, it's the organism we look for. If it's under 235, it's safe water. If it's between 235 colonies and 1,000, it's a caution. If it's over 1,000 colonies, then we close the beach. Most of the townships, they take it upon themselves. They're the ones that post signs and close beaches and that and patrol this stuff, along with our Parks Department. It's really worked out great. We picked up a couple more this year. We're working on Pleasant Prairie. They have 3 beaches that we did last year. Hopefully, we're going to be able to start doing those again. It's just so we have one site that has all the inland beaches, you know, posted on. We already do the Lake Michigan beaches and post those results on our site too, but the samples are actually taken up to Racine as part of a federal grant. So, but we post all the results down here for that. Any questions on our beach sampling?
Go ahead, Jim.
If you find something wrong with it, well, you check for E. coli, you check for anything else?
We've heard E. coli is the standard we look for. And you're right, if we find problems, we found a problem out in Paddock Lake. When they cut up the weeds in it and cleaned the beach area, it happened where all the runoff was going into their beach area and they were getting high E. coli counts just in the beach area. We sampled up and down the coast there. Everything was perfect except for the beach. So now that we found where the problem was, they're able to change where they drop everything, and they have a waste collector there a couple times a week to pick it up.
How long does it usually take to correct the problem? Even though I'm sure it's different every time.
It's the, yeah, it's
roughly
different.
Roughly, if you had to take a guess.
Within 2 days. The water seems to clean itself. You know, when the water gets warm, you know, the E. coli tend to grow. You know, but the turnover in the water, it kind of cleans itself each week. We had problems in Twin Lakes years ago where a sewage pipe, you know, filled up a little culvert full of E. coli sewage, actually. Within 3 weeks, you know, we had safe water there, you know, to swim in. So with the turnover in the water and, you know, the boating and everything helps, you know, on the inland beaches to help clean it up. Yes.
From the sampling time to ready to post the results, what's the time differential?
Usually 24 hours. We'll sample like on a Monday, and usually by 10 o'clock in the morning we'll have the results. So we'll post it before noon that next day. Today we had late samples, so we won't have samples till late tomorrow, but you know, generally it's within 24 hours.
So is there an incubation time where you have to look at them and actually see what type of cultures grow?
Correct.
Then the growth medium, is that how it works?
There's a growth medium with a lot of different boxes, and you just count all the boxes at the end to do the comparison.
And generally, we're talking about E. coli as being, you know, fecal material. Is it exclusive to human fecal material, or is it also bird?
The geese.
Geese
are the big problem on the beaches. Yeah.
So,
and so when you get a big rain event, we had a big rain event last night, so I suspect they had to do a couple beaches today. They could come out bad, all because of runoff.
Seagulls?
Yes.
More so, probably.
More so on Lake Michigan side,
Michigan.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the Lake Michigan beaches have been pretty good this year.
Okay.
So.
Any other committee member questions about the beach standards, beach patrol?
Okay. Moving forward, then the next thing I want to talk about is, you know, I just put like investing, you know, in Kenosha. You know, for the last 2 years, we've had a lot of growth. You know, during the downturn time, you know, we were pretty stagnant for a while and a lot of places closing up. But for the last few years, we've had a steady stream of new establishments opening up, a lot of franchises, you know, breaking their way into Kenosha County. I put at the top of the list Quick Trip. You know, people have seen a lot of new Quick Trip stores. They're building one, just finishing up on 165. That should be within the next month or so ready to go. They're going to be breaking ground on 142 next to the Travel BP by the interstate after that. All their other stores are looking at expanding their food operations into having fried chicken and take-home meals now too. You know, that's a franchise change that they're going through. So they're doing a lot of investing in this area. We got plans approved and for Starbucks over by Walmart. That'll be opening up within the next month. Early October, I think they wanted to open up. Culver's is surveying and starting to break ground on 142 in the interstate. So Toppers, you know, on Highway 50 and Green Bay Road, they're going to be moving to a new location where Rocky Rococo's was. So, and Rocky's is also looking for a new location now too, you know, because the lease broke up. Giordano's Pizza, that's going to be opening up hopefully by the end of September. And Domino's on Sheridan Road. is going to be, they broke ground. You know, they tore the old building down. It was an old Taco Bell. They tore that down and putting a new facility up there. Taco Bell is open on the interstate now, in the BP plaza on Highway 50. Noodles and Company is expanding. And then we also have the new brew pub coming in, Kings and Convents, along with the new hotel going right there, the Hyatt Place. So we have other change of ownership in some of these other establishments we have going on. Was it Famous Dave's went out of business, but we've had inquiries already, you know, to take over that establishment. So there's no shortage of new places coming in. I know Piggly Wiggly is moving their 80th Street operation in 22nd Avenue. The owners there are going out to the one on the north side, that's Spiegelhoff's. So I think they're going to be closing down the store on 80th and 22nd, though. So it's interesting to see, you know, people investing. The more hotels we've had, recent hotels open up. So it's nice to see this growth. Any questions on some of this?
Any talk from Lou Malnati's yet?
No.
Okay. I'll keep emailing on that.
What's the Italian place?
The hot dog place.
The hot dog place. Portillo's.
Yeah.
Somebody told me they were looking at Famous Dave's.
Good,
Mike. You know. So we do have some of the Illinois chains are starting to move up in this area now, too. So, but any other questions on the...
Just a quick, the Stella, have you been working with them, too?
We went through the Stella, got them all licensed. They have the new rooftop bar. I don't think that opened, or it might be just for special parties right now. Yeah. But they have the new hotel. They have they redid the whole restaurant area, bar area. Beautiful, you know, restoration. I never thought it was going to be done. You know, I was in the establishment when they had a pretty bad pool in the basement area. It was pretty scary. So it was really good to see that investment come through for the downtown area.
Mark, just kind of go over, what are some of the inspections you do in places like
that? For hotels, obviously, we get a lot of bed bug complaints. we'll check the occupancy, all the fire code stuff. We check for any food operation. We check all the water. You know, we're not just doing beaches. We do well water sampling throughout the county. So it's any public water source we'll do. It's a good variety of things that we hit on. So anybody that's going to be selling food, allowing lodging, one of our things we're hitting in the future, Airbnbs, you know, they're on the Airbnb site. We're going to go after them and license them because they're supposed to be licensed. We're supposed to be getting tax dollars from them. So I know certain areas we're able to hire contractors to help go and find the Airbnbs, but that's the trick of being on there. They don't give out your address. So usually when we see pictures, we're in those areas enough, we kind of know what house it is. So it's one of the things we're going to start focusing on in the future, especially with the Democratic National Convention coming to Milwaukee next year. We're going to probably have a billion of them popping up all over the county.
Kenosha's going to go on vacation.
The way they're talking, though, I mean, the corridor from 94, from Green Bay down to Chicago, out to Madison, is going to be crazy for a two-week period. You know, with all the people, they say that Milwaukee's going to be open 24 hours a day, you know, between the restaurants and taverns and stuff like that. They're looking for lodging because there's not enough hotel rooms available for that long a time for all those people. Because they might say 50,000 people come to the convention. They'll have 15,000 people, just news reporters. So they have to get housed somewhere. So I can see, being in the summertime, some of the universities, you know, being used for some of this too. So
just as an aside, they have pulled together a committee, and Cindy had attended at least one meeting from this region where they're talking about these issues and maybe needing more health folks being available to do, whether it's inspections or...
Right, licensing of establishments, because this is similar to like Olympics, where the FDA comes in and they help do all inspections, finding food. The hard part is the summertime, so it's all mobile stuff, so people can set up anywhere. Which kind of gets me to the last part I was looking at is our summertime festivals. You know, years ago we had the church festivals, and that's where it ended. You know, Sunday, you know, the weekends were built for that. Now our lakefront, it's busy every weekend. People went down to tall ships. You know, we had thousands of people there for that. The week before, we had Taste of Wisconsin. We had 70,000 people from Friday through Sunday show up for that. So we have inspectors out Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you know, combing the grounds, just making sure, you know, that they're keeping electric, that their water source is safe, and that the food is being safe, you know, during their operational times. Same thing is going out to Country Thunder. We have staff out there all day. But out there, we also have to deal with camping. You know, where are they using the restrooms? Where are they getting their water sources from? I mean, and they're not drinking the water. I understand that. They're drinking the beer out there. But it's a lot of stuff you have to think about, especially when they get storms through that area every year. But we get different carnivals through town. I know Jelly Belly always has a carnival. We have the 4th of July has grown, you know, to a four-day event now on our lakefront. They have the barbecue challenge coming up on the lakefront. So I just wanted to let people know that, you know, we're out at all these events, you know, checking everything out, making sure all the people are licensed that are selling food. That, you know, if we get complaints from other areas, we kind of use a state website where everybody puts in what they found. So if you find an inspector, well, we found one establishment at Country Thunder, they were also at Rock USA up in Oshkosh. Well, we have to accept state licenses, so we only got an inspection fee. Well, the state called me on Monday, said, hey, they only have one license and they're in two locations over the weekend. So they go, okay, same vendor was at Taste of Wisconsin. So I said, I'm charging you a license because I don't know where your other one is at, so at least we have this one licensed. So it's good that the state and the locals are working together on this. So next year the state is going to give back the temporary licenses to the locals just because we have better control of it than they do. Because we are local, we see in the newspaper all the events that are going on in our community, and we're able to react and, you know, call and get a list of vendors for those. Even our parks, you know, Petrified Springs, we have the mobile truck rallies coming on once a month, so we send people out there for that. We share that information with other townships or other, like Racine and Oak Creek and that, because they inspect these trucks also. So yeah, I just wanted to let you know that, you know, behind the scenes, you know, if somebody gets sick at this, they don't get sick from Tony's Barbecue. They get sick from Taste of Wisconsin, and the event, you know, goes crashing down. So that's what we're trying to prevent. You know, keep the dollars coming into Kenosha and the lakefront that we spent so much money on. You know, Harbor Market also draws, what, 12 to 15,000 people, you know, every Saturday morning. You know, so that's been a real boost to the downtown area. So, and we're out there at least twice a month going through everything. So,
can I ask, do you have exclusive jurisdiction over this? Do you share this with the city or different municipalities? Is this no. just your domain?
This is our domain.
To, yeah, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, even in Pleasant Prairie.
Okay.
yeah, we do the whole county for any food. We have the contract with the state.
Supervisor, right.
You have a lot of people working at the county fair then too.
Yeah, coming up, we'll have everybody out at the county fair.
How many people do you have on the field?
We'll have probably four or five there. Yeah. You know, started a week. You know, dwindled down to probably two a day. You know, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We also have a booth there this year promoting some of the other programs that we have at the health department. So. But any big event, you know, we've already taken water samples from out at the county fair. We like to get that stuff taken care of beforehand because, you know, many times we ran into a problem at Country Thunder where they had unsafe water. So they had to bring water trucks in just to be able to supply water for the campers. You know, another time lightning hit one of their wells, so they lost half their water supply one year during the event where they had to have a contingency to bring in water that way too. So we've seen a little bit of everything. As you know, Country Thunder had the tornadoes and storms.
Supervisor Maurer?
You mentioned bed bugs. do you just handle food, or do you take complaints from bed bugs?
Well, we do lodging facilities, so yeah, okay. We do all infestations, you know, all hotel, motels, campgrounds, rooming houses. We do all licensing and inspections of those.
So what happens if there's bed bugs? What do you do?
There's a protocol in place. If a hotel has a bed bug found in a room, where they have to exterminate that room, the rooms on each side, and the rooms down below and above. Okay, so but we'll inspect all the rooms. They had been heating up all the rooms because all the bed bugs die at 140 degrees. So they heat everything in that room to that temperature, you know, to clear it again for operation. So they have big protocols, especially the big chains. You know, they really know how to deal with it.
Sure.
So, but it's been a big issue, you know, again, you know, where you never had to worry about it. And it's hard to find, you know. They're small. I need glasses now, you know. And they say we can find them 30% of the time when we inspect, where the dogs that they train for it can find them 97% of the time.
Really?
Wow. So we're going to get a dog.
A dog in a budget. It sounds like the summertime is your busy time. There's so much more activity and so forth. Is that true? You have...
No, it used to be our busier time, but we're busy year-round now because, you know, all the school inspections, you know, so you just switch gears. You go from your summertime stuff to now we have to get back into our regular restaurants, you know, in September. School starts, so you have to get back into the schools and do all those. Hotel, motel, swimming pools, you know, indoor swimming pools will wait till, you know, that time. So it's a good variety of things to do.
So you don't have to hire additional staff for summer necessarily just to cover all the indoor and outdoor activities. You have your...
No, we just kind of shift our focus, okay. You know, for a few months. You know,
so in your department, Mark, how many FTEs do you have?
For the sanitarians that do this inspections, I have 5.
Okay. And then you also have part-timers as well, or is it...
No, I have 2 techs that have to do the weights and measures. Because we test gas pumps,
right.
Make sure, and grocery store scales, and also do all the beet sampling. The techs will do that stuff, and dog bites for the city,
okay.
And garbage complaints for the city.
So basically, you run it on 5 FTEs.
5 sanitarians, 2 techs, so 7.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, 7. It's pretty efficient, you know. We are computerized for all our inspections. So when we get done with our inspections, they go right up onto the health space. And you can view, you know, the inspections online now.
Interesting. Further comments or questions from the committee? Seeing none, we thank you for your presentation. Very, very informative.
Thanks. Anytime. We have lots of programs out there.
Next on the agenda, what do we have? Committee member comments. Any committee members have something to bring to the forefront here? Any other business authorized by law?
Yesterday, Cindy Johnson, our Director of Health, announced her retirement.
Okay.
So we'll be looking at filling that position. Cindy's been working in public health since 1988.
Wow.
And has given her last day as the end of this month.
Okay.
So you'll see some movement on posting for a director position for health, and we'll keep you updated on how that's going.
Yes.
Supervisor Byrd.
Just a point of information, I guess, is I had spoken with a representative from Rogers Behavioral Health about a month ago. And they did some structural changes here in Kenosha. They changed their coordinator. They removed the coordinator position, and they put a COO in. So that, to me, says that they're looking for some possible growth here. They're building up their leadership. So just kind of put that out there.
Supervisor?
Are we looking to bring somebody up to that position from the department or an outside hire?
We'll do an internal external posting. The health department is a level 3 local health department, which is the highest level certified through the state. You have 1, 2s, and 3s. So with the level 3, it requires a certain amount of education and experience to fill that position. So that will be posted using the statutory language as far as what the background and educational requirements are.
Do we have employees now that would fit that requirement?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what, you know, how many have masters or are working on it. Mm-hmm. On that one. So it does not have to be a nurse. If you have a master's, it could be in public health or a health-related field, things like that. So Cindy, of course, is a nurse, so that was a good fit for there. But prior to that, we had a health director that was more in public health, master's in that. Okay. So.
Further questions or comments? Seeing none, entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Moved by Supervisor
Rodriguez.
Seconded by Supervisor Byrd.
I knew you were
going to adjourn.
I just turned it off. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.